Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 47 of the Minor Prophets. We continue our study today of Habakkuk with a devotion titled, Five Judgments Against Babylon. Isaiah chapter 5, verses 20 and 21 from the ESV read as follows. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and shrewd in their own sight. Our text for today is from Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 6 through 20. Shall not all these take up their taunt against him, with scoffing and riddles for him, and say, woe to him who heaps up what is not his own, for how long, and loads himself with pledges? Will not your debtors suddenly arise, and those awake who will make you tremble? Then you will be spoil for them, because you have plundered many nations. All the remnant of the peoples shall plunder you, for the blood of man and violence to the earth, to cities and all who dwell in them. Woe to him who gets evil gain for his house, to set his nest on high, to be safe from the reach of harm. You have devised shame for your house by cutting off many peoples. You have forfeited your life. For the stone will cry out from the wall, and the beam from the woodwork respond. Woe to him who builds a town with blood and founds a city on iniquity. Behold, it is not from the Lord of hosts that peoples labor merely for fire, and nations weary themselves for nothing? For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Woe to him who makes his neighbors drink. You pour out your wrath and make them drunk in order to gaze at their nakedness. You will have your fill of shame instead of glory. Drink yourself and show your uncircumcision. The cup in the Lord's right hand will come around to you, and utter shame will come upon your glory. The violence done to Lebanon will overwhelm you, as will the destruction of the beasts that terrified them. For the blood of man and violence to the earth, to cities and all who dwell in them. What profit is an idol when its maker has shaped it, a metal image, a teacher of lies? For its maker trusts in his own creation when he makes speechless idols. Woe to him who says to a wooden thing, awake! To a silent stone, arise! Can this teach? Behold, it is overlaid with gold and silver, and there's no breath at all in it. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Today's scripture continues God's response to Habakkuk's complaint. Warren Wiersbe divides these verses into five woes declared by God on five areas of sins committed by the Babylonians. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 6 through 8, we have selfish ambition. The Babylonians were consumed by selfish ambition, and they stopped at nothing to acquire wealth and expand their kingdom. They had hordes of stolen goods plundered from helpless people. God warned them that the owners of this wealth would one day rise up to condemn them and collect what was due. Then the Babylonians will become the victims. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, we have covetousness. According to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28, there are three ways to get wealth. You can work for it, steal it, or receive it as a gift. Stealing is wrong because the eighth commandment says, "Thou shalt not steal." The Babylonians took land that wasn't theirs in order to build an empire that glorified them and assured them safety. Their goal was security, like the eagle's nest on the high mountain crags. Of course, this was a false security, because no individual or nation can build walls high enough to keep God out. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 12 through 14, we have exploitation of people. Babylon was built by bloodshed, the blood of innocent victims. It was built by prisoners of war and slave labor that was exploited to the fullest extent. Babylon was proud of what she had built, but God said that it wouldn't last. It was only fuel for the fire. The city of Babylon was an architectural marvel, but their great projects were for nothing. It's all gone, and today, if you want to see what Babylon was like, you have to visit a museum. In contrast to the shame and infamy of Babylon, God promised that His glory would one day cover the earth. That's in verse 14. The glory of Babylon didn't last, but the glory of the Lord will abide forever. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, we find drunkenness and violence. What Babylon did to others, God would do to her. Babylon had been a golden cup in God's hands. That's from Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 7. And He had used her to chasten the nations, but now God will give her a cup to drink that will bring her to ruin. You can see Revelation chapter 16, verse 19. Divine retribution will be hers. The violence she did to others will be done to her. As she shed the blood of others, her blood will be shed. And as she destroyed the lands of other nations, so her land will be devastated. The glory of God will cover the earth, but Babylon's glory will be covered with shame. The picture is that of a repulsive drunk, vomiting all over himself. And it isn't a very pretty picture. From Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 18 through 20, we have idolatry. Sad to say, the people of Judah were also guilty of this sin, for during the declining years of the kingdom, they worshiped the gods of other nations. All the prophets cried out against this flagrant violation of the second commandment, but the people refused to repent. Whereas the just shall live by faith, the unjust live in rampant sin. To the faithful Jews in the land, God would be a refuge and strength, but to the godless Babylonians invading the land, He would be a judge and eventually punish their sins and give them what they deserved. Some questions to consider. How can the following scripture be a call against covetousness? From Mark chapter 8, verses 36 and 37 from the ESV. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? For what can a man give in return for his soul? How does Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 relate to today's scripture? Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that will he also reap. And finally, how are the five areas of the sins of the Babylonians prevalent in today's society? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.